There, a couple of things, and I know this isn't take on the form of a debate, but I did, there's a couple of things that I just want to point out that were said by Barb. Community right to know stuff, I'm not sure where that information is coming from, and we certainly have to comply with that. The surplus stuff is news to me. There was the OSHA. OSHA comes and visits us. Believe me, we're not exempt from OSHA. I don't know where that maybe comes from. But there were a few other things, but hopefully I can incorporate them as I go through this. So just real quickly, Chris already gave you a talk about what is hydraulic fracturing. The only thing I want to emphasize is it's not a drilling process. It's after you drill a well, it's what you do to treat the well. We have a lot of people, I deal with folks in Springfield every day, and they always want to talk about this fracking. I want to see a fracking well, you know. And so please understand, it is not the process of drilling. In fact, I think on that slide, I didn't see any frack tanks. So that was just, you know, they were drilling the well. So here is just real quickly, the idea is you got to have some horsepower at the surface. So you've got these pump trucks, you've got trucks with the sand and the water in it. You pump it in under pressure, and Chris kind of went through that. So I just wanted to emphasize the part that it's a treatment of the well. So it doesn't have anything to do, per se, with the drilling of the well. So is hydraulic fracturing new? No, it is not. But I do want to say this. It's been performed over a million times in the United States, been performed thousands and thousands of times in Illinois. There's a frack job going on right now, I promise you, somewhere in Illinois. But it is different. And I do want to emphasize that because these high-volume hydraulic fracture treatments are larger. So I think sometimes my industry is guilty of kind of glossing that over too much. But conceptually, it's the same stuff we've been doing for a very long time. I got to tell you, the first time I heard this described to me as an environmental issue, I struggled to understand what exactly the deal was. But I have since learned. So. Here's what I want to talk to you about with the bill. I mean, this is a big deal. I was in Springfield this morning talking to our legislators about the hydraulic fracturing bill, which I want to talk about more in a moment. It is a big deal. So what is the big deal? Well, it's transformed our industry. You cannot overstate what it has done to oil and gas in the United States. And it is, as Chris said, the horizontal drilling, hydraulic. It's a combination of two technologies that have been around a long time, actually government assistance on both. GTI, Gas Technology Institute, had a lot to do with the high-volume hydraulic fracturing, and they're based in Chicago. So how transformational? Well, here's just very quickly what we've had to do in the past, and we've got some oil producers showed up today. It took an anomaly to find oil. You needed a trap, you needed a cap rock, you needed a reservoir rock, and you had to have some source for the hydrocarbons. And they all had to kind of occur in the same place. It took an occurrence of multiple things that are kind of anomalous, and if you were fortunate enough, you would find oil and gas. And this is kind of appeared in one of the first books on petroleum geology, and that's what you were looking for. And it was pretty hard to find. What we've done now is Dr. Lamb described this. What we do now is, at least in some cases, what's being proposed here in Illinois, is to drill into the source rock, the organic rich shale, in this case the New Albany shale or perhaps the Maquoketa shale, and create the reservoir with hydraulic fracturing. And it has been transformational. So you've heard a lot about the numbers. These are the ones that I like to point out because they are factual. United States has surpassed Russia's largest gas producer in the world. I've been in this business quite a while. Inconceivable that I could make that statement just a few years ago. Absolutely inconceivable. It's a big deal. It's a big deal in terms of geopolitics. It's a big deal in terms of our military. There's a lot of good things that come with being a big gas producer. And I will tell you, just recently we come out, there was a report that says this is not going to slow down. You'll hear people on the other side say this is a temporary thing, but this is going to last for decades. The International Energy Agency forecasts the United States will become the world's largest oil producer as soon as 2017 was IEA. There are others that say it'll be a little later. I actually heard DOE suggest that 2017 may be too far out. That's a big deal. I understand people have different perspectives. For some of us, it's kind of hard to understand how this could be a bad thing. But there you go. So, and this one I'd like to point out. Now, again, there's two sides to this story, but carbon dioxide emissions lowest since 92. I'm not an anti-coal guy. I used to work for a coal company. But I will tell you that there is one reason why carbon dioxide emissions are at the lowest level in 20 years. And that is because we're replacing coal use with natural gas. Now, what was mentioned about the methane emissions, I want to talk about that as part of the regulatory bill because, like with all of these issues, we've tried to address them. So, those are kind of my numbers don't lie part of this. So what about Illinois? Illinois has largely just been an observer of this transformation. We haven't seen this happen in Illinois, but we're probably not going to be an observer much longer. There's been roughly $500,000 or half a million acres leased. I live in Wayne County, in the heart of this, kind of the epicenter of this, is Wayne, Hamilton, White counties. It extends as far south as, Pope, Johnson County. I believe there's been some leasing that far south, as far north as Effingham. There's about 17 counties in which this has been leased. And there's been, I would tell you, this is a very conservative number, $200 million invested. I think it's probably well over that, probably well over 250. But, you know, if you want to use a conservative number, there you go, $200 million. It's a big deal. A lot of farmers have been had a nice Christmas bonus. So why are lease companies leasing in Illinois? Well, the oil is here. We've produced, a lot of people don't know this, we've produced about 4 billion barrels of oil in Illinois. ISGS, the Geological Survey, estimates rate remaining resource nearly equivalent. I will tell you, given the unconventional nature of this play, it could be, we could easily have that much producible oil still left in the ground. That's a pretty big deal. It would make us a major oil producing state. So as technology has always been the key, this, again, in the interest of time, I'm just going to show you. We've had peaks and valleys in Illinois before. I can tell you in 1930, I'm sure oil men in Crawford County on the eastern side of the basin where this production was from were certain in 1930 that we're about done with the oil industry. And of course, we weren't. Technology came along. Ironically enough, hydraulic fracturing in the 50s being responsible for one of these peaks. But technology has always driven this, and we believe now that technology will drive this industry into the future. So real quickly, the New Albany Shale, generally it has to do with thermal maturity. You saw a slide earlier showing where the thickest, deepest buried part of the New Albany is. This is the line, it's the 0.6 line. Kind of, if you look at where the leasing activity is, it coincides with that line, that's not by accident. So it goes, kind of, if you want to think of it as like I-70, how it transects the lower third of the state, that kind of is sort of the cutoff where the leasing activity is. And now, interestingly, for some other geologic reasons, it doesn't go as far east as, or excuse me, as far west as Jackson County, it thins here. So it's not purely related to thermal maturity or this vitrinite reflectance, but it's a pretty, it gives you a pretty good snapshot of where to expect this activity to occur. So this will just real quickly start out in Edwards County. It was actually, as it turns out, Shell Oil Company that was here. They leased about 20,000 acres, gave up. Leasing activity was just too cumbersome for them, very difficult to obtain title here in Southern Illinois. And then it has spread, Wayne, Hamilton. These are the counties, I think there's 17 where the leasing activity occurs. Jackson's not one of them, but that's probably okay. So now, the bill itself. Here's the, I think, for the most part, every issue that can be addressed has been addressed, which is to say, people that are fundamentally opposed to fossil fuels, we can't address their concerns. This is a fossil fuel activity. So if you're just fundamentally opposed to it, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree. But what we have done is the things that were mentioned in some of the, in the previous talks, we've agreed to some very prohibitive setbacks. We've agreed to, I don't expect you to read all this, but just to give you an idea, the permitting requirement, Illinois is going to be, I think, the first state that actually requires a permit for high volume hydraulic fracturing. Included in that is a chemical disclosure aspect to this, which is really important. We also, in the permit application, we've agreed to $11,000 fee to IDNR and $2,500 EPA. Why is that important? Because these regulatory groups or regulatory agencies have to be funded to enforce the regulations. We recognize that. And unfortunately, if you pay attention to Illinois, you can't give it to GRF. It'll disappear into that black hole and never be seen again. So you have to give it to the regulatory group. And so we agreed to some fees that are frankly pretty outlandish. That $11,000 to IDNR should cover their administrative burden. So permit process, again, the processing, we do have, and this is something that, you know, was not an easy victory for the Environmental Coalition, which by the way included Sierra Club, the Natural Resources Defense Council, Environmental Illinois, and everybody pretty much was there. But one of the victories of the Environmental Coalition is we're going to have a public comment period. We're going to have the opportunity for folks to ask for a public hearing. No other place in the country goes to that type of public participation. It's not something that we look forward to, frankly, but it's the political realities of life in Illinois. So, bonding requirements. Again, if you want to do business in Illinois doing high volume hydraulic fracturing, you're going to be a company with some pretty substantial resources. The politicians, the legislators thought that was important. We agreed to it. Probably the most important aspect of the whole thing is the well construction requirements. What's my time?
5 minutes.
Okay. And the operations, couple of things I want to point out. We have things like use of tanks required for managing all waste. Flowback must be tested for VOCs. No other place in the country requires that, so prior to disposal. Secondary containment for well sites and facilities required. I'm telling you, this is at the leading edge of, and when I say leading edge, believe me, the industry folks weren't thrilled with what I negotiated, okay? But we agreed to them, and Illinois is going to have the most comprehensive environmental regulations associated with hydraulic fracturing, anybody in the country. And you can talk to folks in other states, and I guarantee you, you're not going to have much dissent. This is a heck of a bill that's been negotiated, over 100 pages devoted to high-volume hydraulic fracturing. And since it was brought up quite a bit, the emissions thing, we're actually going to have emission standards that exceed federal regulations. So when I tell you that we've reduced CO2 emissions in this country with the advent of shale gas, I'm also here to tell you that we can control the methane emissions. It is not an either-or proposition. So water testing, this is another thing that is going to be unique to Illinois. You're going to have to test wells within 1,500 feet, both before and after the hydraulic fracture treatment. No other place in the country requires that. Reclamation standards, it'll be the tightest in the country. We can thank our Farm Bureau for that. Prior to conducting hydraulic fracturing operations, you got to plug any unplugged wells. So the issue of unplugged wells is there. So in summary, new technology, horizontal drilling, high volume hydraulic fracturing has transformed the oil and gas industry. And it may be coming to Illinois. The proposed regulatory scheme will be the most comprehensive in the nation, and we do not have to choose between oil and gas development and the environment. You just simply, it's a false premise to suggest that you have to choose one over the other.